How do you say hello in your language?
Bonjour.
你好。
Assalamu alaikum.
Bye.
Hola. Привет.
Welcome to Tunisia. Nathan and Emily in Tunisia.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Maya.
And where are you from?
Romania.
So what is the category of your project?
Life and biology.
And what is your project?
So it's a project on genetics called The Mystery Behind Every Inherited Disease. It's basically a project where we try to explain that genetics is not a simple lottery game and there is actually a mechanism behind it because our body is really that smart. To not take everything for granted and to understand our body. Basically, that's what we did. We did a lot of research on genetics and how the DNA and RNA and proteins work in our body. And after that, we researched in our local hospital, actually, two diseases. We have two real patients, so patient files in our project. One is on neurofibromatosis type 1, or NF1, and the other on Huntington's disease. And we try to back up our information with their help because you need a lot of practical work to back up the theoretical part of the project.
And I guess you are a student in biology or anything related?
Yeah, we are both students in a science class.
What was your motive for this project?
So both of us really love genetics and we find it a really interesting subject. We just kind of had a process of thinking, okay, what can we do on genetics? And we thought about a lot of diseases, maybe cancer, maybe Alzheimer's, a lot of them. And we realized that behind all of them, there is a kind of the same idea and a mechanism that's the same. And we wanted to better understand the mechanisms and to explain that genetics is not a simple lottery game.
What do you like about life and biology, like in general?
I feel like it's really interesting to understand our bodies and how they work and the world around us, actually, because that's why it's called life and biology. And I feel like it's a big part of our life to understand it and we need to do it so that we can help it and improve it.
What is an innovation related to life and biology that amazed you? Like, it can be recent or not?
So it's actually pretty recent. It's a study in South Korea about Down syndrome. You know how Down syndrome is a big part of a lot of people's lives and it's really hard for them. So basically for Down syndrome, there is an extra chromosome, right? They found a way to actually remove it. So in maybe 10 years, Down syndrome will disappear. Because of that, for now it's at the start. But I think they will improve a lot and will help a lot of people with that.
So they remove it before the birth or?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's impressive.
I think it will be an intrauterine procedure. I actually really enjoy that subject and I think on that part they will be on and they will remove it surgically with the help of something. It's a really smart device. I don't know exactly how it's called because it's really complicated, but yeah.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you so much, you too.